Rock critic Ken Tucker believes that we're in the midst of a new creative flowering of pop rock, catchy guitar-based music with echoes of bands ranging from early period Beatles to the Box Tops to the Beach Boys. In a series of upcoming reviews, he's going to play some of the best of this new music. He's leading off with the new third album from the band Fountains of Wayne called Welcome Interstate Managers.
The two leaders of the Fountains of Wayne quartet, songwriter-singers Adam Schlesinger and Chris Collingwood, vocalize with intentionally sour harmonies, fuzz their guitar chords, and rev up the tempo of even their most downbeat lyrics. And you could say they've got a fair amount to be downbeat about. After all, the quartet's first two albums, Fountains of Wayne and Utopia Parkway, were not-so-little masterpieces of pop craft, full of precise details about suburban life in New Jersey and the outskirts of Manhattan, and went nowhere commercially. Dropped by their big-time label Atlantic in 1999, they put out their new one on the indie S-Curve Records and have filled it with more songs about ordinary people going through their lives in boring jobs, tortured by hopeless crushes, yet redeemed by a cheerful wryness. In this, they can join the musical escapism of, say, Cheap Trick, with lyrical barbed ironies in the manner of early Randy Newman. Fountains of Wayne is the champion pop rock outfit of the moment.
Working all day for a mean little man with a clip on tie and a rub on tan. He's got me running around the office like a dog around a track. But when I get back home, you're always there to rub my back. Hey, Julie, look what they're doing to me, trying to trip me up, trying to wear me down. Julie, I swear it's so hard to bear it, and I'd never make it through without you around. No, I'd never make it through without you around.
That song called Hey Julie, with its meticulous mentions of employers with clip-on ties and rub-on tans, is like the musical version of Mike Judge's 1999 cult film Office Space, insinuatingly charming, cool in a post-slacker way. Schlesinger and Collingwood, both in their 30s, are old enough to recognize that rock and roll's eternal lust factor can manifest itself in a variety of ways, as when they summon up a teenager's crush on his female friend's mother in this fine bit of frisky eroticism, Stacy's Mom.
Even in their ballads, these guys are eternal adolescents who can sketch scenes of steamy New York summertime pleasures and frustrations, as they do here on Fire Island.
Driving on the lawn, sleeping on the roof, drinking all the alcohol. All the kids from school will be naked in the pool while our parents are on Fire Island. Cranking up the tunes till the windows break.
chocolate to the dog. Jumping on the couch till the feathers all come out, while our parents are on Fire Island.
That song, like many on Welcome Interstate Managers, manages to be both stately and obstreperous, novelistic and nostalgic. Fountains of Wayne are the most experienced and shrewd of the new wave of music that I want to review for you over the next few weeks. Hip-hop, country music, and post-grunge squall can take a partial summer vacation. I'm applying some number 45 sunblock and putting up a sign saying, "Gone fishing for power pop."
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Welcome Interstate Managers by Fountains of Wayne.